Yes, says someone, but at that time he was also filled with abundant grace, and from that he spoke all things. Fair enough, but before this grace he was at the feet of Gamaliel. Moreover, he received the grace because he showed a mind worthy of the grace. And after these things he again resumed his craft. Therefore let no one of those who have trades feel ashamed. Instead, those who do nothing and are idle, who employ many servants and are served by a large retinue, should. Because to be sustained by continuous hard work is a form of asceticism. The souls of such men are clearer and their minds better focused. For the one who has nothing to do is apt to say and do many things without purpose. He is busy all day long about nothing, a heavy lethargy consuming him entirely. But he who works will not lightly entertain any useless thing in deeds, words, or thoughts, as his whole soul is entirely focused on his labor-intensive livelihood. So let us not look down on those who support themselves from their own handiwork. Instead, we ought to consider them as fortunate. Because tell me, what gratitude are you owed when, after having received your portion from your father, you do nothing related to a skill, but are wastefully spending all of it randomly? Don't you know that we won't all have to answer the same account, but those who have wasted much here will face a stricter one, while those who labored or faced poverty or something similar won't be as severe? This is clear from the example of Lazarus and the rich man. You are fairly accused of neglecting the right use of free time, but the poor man, who has spent his remaining time on right objectives despite having a full workload, will receive great rewards. But do you claim that military duties should excuse you and blame them for your lack of free time? This excuse is unreasonable. Cornelius was a centurion, yet his military duty did not hinder his strict way of life. But you, when you are celebrating with dancers and actors, and completely wasting your life on entertainment, never think of using military service or fear of rulers to get out of these activities. But when we summon you to the church, then there are always endless obstacles.